You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome back to MoneyControl.com's podcasts. The good news is that the Sensex is back above 39,000. And now we are training our eyes on what happens at the FOMC. But first, let's find out all that took place on Dalal Street today. It is the 18th of June, 2019. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to an evening walk down Dalal Street right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets bounced back after Black Monday to snap a four-day losing streak despite muted trends seen in other Asian markets. The S&P BSE Sensex reclaimed 39,000, while Nifty 50 closed a shade below 11,700 levels. So, what was the final tally on Dalal Street? The BSE Sensex rose 85 points to 39,046, while the Nifty 50 closed 19 points higher at 11,691. Nifty 50 closed higher but remained volatile throughout the session. It witnessed selling pressure at higher levels above 11,700. Investors treaded with caution ahead of the outcome of the crucial US Fed meeting on Wednesday and rise in trade war fears, which capped upside for markets. Even though benchmark indices closed in the green, more than 400 stocks hit fresh 52-week lows on the BSE, and that list included names like Bosch, Jet Airways, HEG, Tata Sponge, TTK Healthcare, Escorts, Bharat Forge, among others. In terms of sectors, the S&P BSE Oil and Gas Index rose 1.1%, followed by the S&P BSE IT Index, which gained 0.76%, and the BSE Power Index, which was up 0.58%. On the losing front, the S&P BSE Healthcare Index dropped 0.5%, followed by the S&P BSE Auto Index, which was down 0.52%, and the BSE FMCG Index, which was down by 0.32%. Vinod Nair, who is the head of research at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "Market ended positive, supported by ease in oil prices due to concern over global growth, trade war, and uncertainties in the upcoming OPEC meeting. There was a hope that the weakening domestic market will be supported by fiscal and monetary measures. This hope is being tested today given continuous weak economic and monsoon data. Market will be careful during the ongoing Fed meeting, which is expected to be dovish." Unquote. The broader market space underperformed benchmark indices. The BSE Mid-Cap Index rose 0.08%, while the BSE Small-Cap Index was down by 0.42%. Some stocks that made some noise today on Dalal Street: Jet Airways shares extended losses and crashed 40% to hit a record low of ₹32.25 today after a media report indicated that State Bank of India filed insolvency petition against the company to recover dues. The stock lost 73% of its value in just the last 7 days. HDFC Asset Management Company shares fell 6.3% today after the company decided to take exposure to non-convertible debentures of debt-laden SL Group. Dabur India shares ended 3% lower on the 18th of June today after global brokerage Goldman Sachs downgraded the stock to sell with a target price of ₹334, implying 16.66% potential downside from current levels, citing competition in key segments as the main reason to sell. Shares of McClure Russell touched 52-week lows of ₹19.85, locked at 5% lower circuit on the 18th of June, after rating downgraded by ICRA. Rating agency ICRA has downgraded the credit rating for the long-term borrowing program of the company and also the short-term rating. And finally, ICICI Bank shares ended 2% higher on the 18th of June after Macquarie raised price target on the stock by 13% to ₹525 from ₹465, while maintaining outperform call. And finally, let's take a quick look at what's happening in financial markets across the world. European stocks rebounded today following a speech from European Central Bank President Mario Draghi, which suggested that the ECB will provide more stimulus. The pan-European Stoxx 600 recovered from an early drop to climb 0.4%. Markets in Asia ended mostly higher today on Tuesday as investors awaited the start of a closely watched meeting by the US Federal Reserve, set to kick off later stateside. The Shanghai Composite was up slightly at 2,890.16, and the Shenzhen component gained 0.27% to 8,804.32, while the Shenzhen Composite was higher by 0.163% to 1,504.57. In Hong Kong, the Hang Seng Index added more than 1%. South Korea's Kospi gained 0.38% to close at 2,098.71, and Japan's Nikkei 225 slipped 0.72% to close at 20,972.71. Well, that's it about the events on the street today. We, of course, have another podcast coming up for you today. In the Digging Deeper podcast today, we'll be talking about the RBI's revised framework for resolution of stressed assets. So if you had any doubts about it, that podcast will answer all of those questions. And as usual, that is, of course, the stories of the day, which will recap the world for you in about 25 minutes. So in the meanwhile, do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.